靠着站立。
Please remain standing.
来一起低头默祷，向天上神来祷告。
Let's bow our heads in silent prayer to pray to the God of heaven.
哈利路亚，奉主耶稣的圣名祷告。
Hallelujah, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
慈爱的主主基督，创造宇宙万物及人类。
Our merciful Lord Jesus, who has created all mankind and the universe.
又赏赐气息给人类的真神。
You are the true God who gives the breath to mankind.
我们感谢您带领昨天晚上的布道会。
We truly thank you for leading us smoothly through last night's evangelical service.
让大家能够深信，唯独借着您的宝血赦罪的活水洗礼，能够让我们有一个新的生命。
So that every one of us may believe that only by being baptized in your blood can we receive the true life.
让我们能够回到您荣耀的国度里。
That we can all enter into your glorious kingdom.
主啊，我们继续恳求您带领今天晚上的布道会。
Lord, we continue to ask you to lead us in our tonight's evangelical service.
让我们能够明白你曾赏赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
So that we can come to understand the spiritual blessings that you have once bestowed upon us.
愿让我们因信基督就受了所应许的圣灵为印记。
So that we can also believe that by faith we may receive the promised Holy Spirit.
让我们能够得到天国基业的凭据。
So that we can be sealed for the inheritance of heaven.
并且借着圣灵来证明我们真是天父的儿女。
And through the Holy Spirit we can have the proof that we are truly the children of God.
主啊，求你借着圣灵来更新我们的心思意念。
Lord, may your Holy Spirit renew our hearts and minds.
能够明白你的旨意。
That we may understand your will.
来调整我们的生活方式、生活态度。
To adjust our attitude and our lifestyles.
能够增进人际关系，为你发光。
To be better in our personal relationship and shine for you.
愿你真理的圣灵能够进入我们的心灵深处。
May your spirit of truth enter into the deepest of our hearts.
感动我们。
To move us.
愿你勇敢地站出来承认你是我们的救主。
That we may courageously stand out and say that you are our Savior.
患难、失败、挫折当中的依靠。
You are our fortress in the times of trials, tribulations, and adversities.
孤单的时候又能够成为我们的好朋友。
In our loneliness, you are our friend.
主啊，愿你祝福今天晚上来参加布道会的同龄朋友们。
Lord, may you bless our brothers and sisters and friends and relatives who have come forward to attend tonight's evangelical service.
最后，愿一切颂赞、荣耀都归在你的圣名之下。
And finally, may all praise, honor, and glory be given to your name.
哈利路亚，阿门。
Hallelujah, amen.
啊，请坐。
Please be seated.
啊，我们很高兴又能够请到从台湾来的陈忠啊传道啊来为主做见证。
We are very happy once again to have our pastor Chen, from Taiwan to come to testify for us.
那么还没有上，请他上来之前呢，我们先请啊诗班呢、啊、上来献诗。
Before we call upon Pastor Chen, we'd like to call upon the choir for a choir presentation.
啊，昨天是小朋友的诗班。
Last night we had the children's choir.
啊，听说今天是青年的诗班。
We heard that tonight it will be the youth's choir.
啊，慢慢年纪慢慢大，所以大概明天就是成人啊。
As we progress in age, probably we'll guess tomorrow would be the adult choir.
后天是老人。
And then the day after that would be the evergreen group.
好，那今天我们请青年诗班呢上来献诗。
And now we call upon the youth choir for presentation.
In Psalm chapter 84, verse 10, it says, For a day in your courts is better than a thousand. I would rather be a doorkeeper in the house of my God than dwell in the tents of wickedness. In this world, we may work very hard to gain status or wealth, but most of the time, they're coupled with stress and sorrow. However, when we serve our God in the house of the Lord, we are given eternal hope, love, joy, and peace, which the world cannot give. Today, God has given us a chance to experience heaven on earth. He wants to give us peace when we face tribulations, hope in the midst of hopelessness, love when we are hurt, and eternal joy in our days of stress and sorrow. It is truly wonderful to be a servant in the heavenly house and praise his name.
在诗篇八十四篇第十节记载，在你的院宇住一日，甚是在别处住千日。宁可在我神殿中看门，不愿住在恶人的帐篷里。在这个世界上，我们尝试努力去获得金钱与地位，但在追求这些的同时，往往都伴随着压力和悲伤。然而，当我们在神的家中服侍他，我们可以得到世界所不能给予的平安、希望、爱与喜乐。今天神给予了我们一个体验在地如天的机会，在面对磨难时，他要给我们平安；在深陷绝望中，他要给我们希望；当我们受到伤害时，给予我们爱；以及在充满压力和悲伤的日子里，永恒的快乐。能够作为神的仆人，在天家中赞美他的名，真是好的无比。
Thank you. Many times during our daily struggles, we forget that there is someone who is always watching over us. Through our ups and downs, trials and temptation, God promises us that he will always be by our side. As it says in Deuteronomy 31:6, "Be strong and of good courage. Do not fear nor be afraid of them. For the Lord your God, he is the one who goes with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. God's promise to us are eternal. So let us hold on to him and set our minds to follow him until the end."
在每一天的奋斗挣扎中，我们总是会忘记，其实神一直不断地看顾着我们。在生活的起伏、试炼和试探中，神应许我们会一直在我们身旁。就像在《生命记》31:6记载：“你们当刚强壮胆，不要害怕，也不要畏惧他们，因为主你的神和你同去，他必不撇下你，也不丢弃你。”神给我们的应许是永恒的，所以让我们抓住它，并立志跟随着它，直到世界的末了。
Jesus, I have brought 我们非常谢谢青年诗班呐，在这边献了这么优美的诗歌。
We are very thankful to the youth choir for presenting such beautiful hymns.
愿他们颂赞的声音能够达到天上，赞美天上的真神。
May their voices of praise reach the heavenly God to praise Him.
现在我就奉主耶稣圣名开始来分享耶稣基督的真理。
Now, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I will begin to share the truth about the love of Christ.
今天晚上要跟大家一起分享的是重生的喜。圣灵的更新。
Tonight, we'd like to share with everyone the renewal of the Holy Spirit.
我们昨天有谈到耶稣基督的恩典。
Yesterday, we have mentioned about the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ.
是要白白的赐给我们。
It is to be freely given to all of us.
但是却要借着重生的喜跟圣灵的更新来完成。
Done through the washing of rebirth and the renewal of the Holy Spirit to be completed.
我们昨天已经跟大家分享重生的喜。
Yesterday we have covered the topic of the washing of rebirth.
也就是耶稣基督从他身上为我们开出一个受罪的泉源。
Through the body of the Lord Jesus Christ, it is opened a way of salvation for us.
那这个受罪的泉源要它的功受罪的功效要临到我们身上。
This effect of forgiveness of sins shall befall upon us.
一定要有圣灵的见证。
There must be the testimony of the Holy Spirit.
所以一定教会一定要有圣灵。
Therefore, the church should have the Holy Spirit.
跟我们施洗的人也要有圣灵。
And the person that baptizes should have the Holy Spirit.
然后我们接受圣灵运行亲自见证的受罪洗礼。
Then we shall receive the baptism with the testimony of the Holy Spirit working in the water.
我们的旧人就跟耶稣同钉十字架。
Our old man will be crucified together with the Lord Jesus Christ.
同死同埋葬。
It will die and raise again or be buried.
圣灵就跟我们重生。
And then the Holy Spirit will raise us up.
让我们有一个新的生命。
That we may gain a new life.
这个就是重生的喜。
This is the washing of rebirth.
那重生的喜只是让我们进入耶稣的恩典门里面。
The washing of rebirth only allows us to enter into the threshold of the grace of God.
让我们穿戴基督。
That we may put on Christ.
有一个新的生命来生活。
That we can live a lifestyle with a new life.
但是后面就必须要靠着圣灵的更新，才能够真正达到基督活在我们心中。
But following that, we must have the renewal of the Holy Spirit in order to attain the status of Christ living in us.
所以每一个信耶稣人都应该要领受这个圣灵。
So for every one of us who believe in Jesus should receive this Holy Spirit.
很可惜，普世的基督教派对这个圣灵的认识太少。
But it's a pity that many people in the world, their understanding of the Holy Spirit is very limited.
在二十年前几乎大家都是属于福音基要派。
About 20 years ago, everyone belonged to the gospel group.
不讲究求圣灵。
They do not emphasize on praying for the Holy Spirit.
那最近因为灵恩运动的这个蓬勃发展。
Recently, because of the Pentecostal movement and its propagation,
所以许许多多的基督教派一窝蜂在祈求圣灵。
Therefore, many church denominations have come forward to emphasize on praying for the Holy Spirit.
可惜的是，就是没有在这个应许圣灵的地方求。
But it is a pity that they did not pray for the Holy Spirit in the promised place.
所以这些努力都是枉然的。
So all their efforts are in vain.
圣灵到底是什么？
What exactly is the Holy Spirit?
圣灵并不是我们一般理解的说是一种神的感力或是神的气息。
The Holy Spirit is not defined or understood as usually as the breath of God or its movement.
就好比说是我们华人的什么气功，不是这种事情。
For example, in the Chinese world, there is something called qi gong.
圣灵其实就是真神本身。
The Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God Himself.
是神的灵。
It is the Spirit of God.
它虽然是我们肉眼看不见，
Even though we cannot see him in the with our physical eyes.
可是却是存在的。
But he exists.
圣灵的降临，他要来成就神救赎的一个奥秘。
The descent of the Holy Spirit will accomplish the mystery of salvation.
实现神要与人同住。
It will realize the state of God living together with us.
也就是以马内利。
Which is also called Emmanuel.
所以神为了要实现这一个救赎的奥秘。
In order to attain such mystery of salvation,
就在好以前的世代就不断地借着先知一直在预言这件事情。
God through ancient times continually prophesied about this fact.
我们来看这个约珥书。
Let us refer to the book of Joel.
约珥书的第二章。
The book of Joel, chapter 2.
28节一直到31节。
Verses 28 through 31.Verse 28, And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. 29, And also on my manservants and on my maidservants, I will pour out my spirit in those days. 30, And I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke.Verse 31, The sun shall be turned into darkness and the moon into blood before the coming of the great and awesome day of the Lord.
这边真神借着约珥先知向当时的以色列人宣告。
Here is a proclamation of God through the prophet Joel to the people at that time.
他要将他的灵浇灌凡有血气的。
He was going to pour out his spirit on all flesh.
那这件事情是要在耶和华大而可畏的日子未到以前。
This shall take place before the coming of the great and awesome day of the Lord.
耶和华大而可畏的日子就是指着主再临的日子。
The great and awesome day of the Lord here refers to the day that the Lord will come again.
在这主再临之前，
before the second coming of the Lord,
神应许要把他的灵浇灌凡是有血气的人。
God has promised.That the Spirit will be poured out on all flesh.
也就是求告神的名的人。
On all people who call on the name of the Lord.
那我们再看以西结书的三十七章。
Let us refer now to the book of Ezekiel, chapter 37.
三十六章。
Chapter 36, rather.
三十六章的二十六节。
Chapter 36, verse 26.
念到那个二十七节。
We read to verse 27. Verse 26, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. Verse 27, I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will keep my judgments and do them.
好，你看这边神就借着先知说，他将来要赐给我们一个新的心。
Here, we see that through the prophet, God said that in the future he will give us a new heart.
要把我们肉体中的石心把它除掉。
And he will take away the heart of stone out of our flesh.
那换一个肉心比较能够顺从真理的肉心。
To give us a heart of flesh which is willing to submit to the truth.
那必须要借着圣灵才能够达到。
This can only be attained through the Holy Spirit.
所以他应许把新的灵放在我们里边。
Therefore, he has promised that he will put within us a new spirit.
当他把他的灵放在我们里边的时候，
when he gives us a new spirit,
我们就有办法来顺从神的律例典章。
Then we shall be able to submit to the laws and statutes of God.
这是神借着历代的先知不断地一直在宣告的。
This is the continuous proclamation of God through all the prophets in ancient times.
我只翻这两节圣经当代表。
I only refer to these two verses as a representation.
所以当主耶稣道成肉身来到世上的时候，
So when the Lord Jesus became flesh and came to the world,
他就向他的门徒宣告。
He proclaimed through to his disciples.
我们看约翰福音。
Let's refer to the Gospel of John.
第七章。
Chapter 7.
约翰福音第七章。
The Gospel according to John chapter 7.
37节一直到 39节。
Verses 37 to 39. 37. On the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. 38. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. 39. But this he spoke concerning the Spirit, whom those believing in him would receive. For the Holy Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified.
你看这边主耶稣就说如果你感觉到你的生命是干渴的
Here the Lord Jesus said, if you feel that in your life you are thirsty,
就可以到主耶稣面前来求活水喝
Then we can all come to, before Jesus to ask for water.
要从他的他说信他的人要从他的腹中流出活水的江河来
Because he said, he who believes in him, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water.
好那那个门徒约翰呢、啊，他就特别注解说，就是指着信他的人要受圣灵说的。
So the disciple John particularly emphasized here, this is concerning the Holy Spirit.
可是要什么时候才能够得到这个应许呢
？So when are we going to receive this promise?
要耶稣得着荣耀的时候。
It is at that time when the Lord Jesus has been glorified.
也就是说，当耶稣向门徒宣告这一句话的时候
During the time that the Lord Jesus proclaimed these words
那个当下圣灵是没有降下来的
At that time the Holy Spirit was not yet given
要等到耶稣得到荣耀
It is until the point of time that the Lord Jesus was glorified
得到荣耀的意思就是说他为我们世人的罪被钉死十字架
That time of being glorified it refers to the time that the Lord Jesus was crucified for all mankind
然后父神就照着应许让他三天复活。
Then according to the promise of the heavenly Father, he shall be raised after 3 days.
升天以后就赐下圣灵。
After he was raised to heaven, the Holy Spirit descended.
就叫做得着荣耀。
This referred to the time when Jesus was glorified.
这是主耶稣亲自向我们应许的。
You see that this is a direct promise from the Lord Jesus to us.
那这个应许的圣灵如果降下的时候
，When the point of time that this promised Holy Spirit descend.
它不是一种短暂的感觉。
This is not a temporary feeling.
不是你现在祷告有，明天就没有。
It doesn't mean that you pray now, you feel it, and tomorrow you don't have it.
它是应许永远内住在我们心里的。
This is a promise that the Holy Spirit will be indwelling within us forever.
我们看约翰福音十四章。
Let's refer to John chapter 14.
十四章我们看十六节。
John chapter 14, verse 16.
一直到那个十七节哈。
Verses 16 and 17. 16. And I will pray the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may abide with you forever. 17. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it neither sees him nor knows him. But you know him, for he dwells within you and will be in you.
你看这边主耶稣就特别强调。
You see that the Lord Jesus here emphasizes
他要是我们一位保惠师
that he will give us another helper
就是真理的圣灵
which is the spirit of truth
然后他来了就要永远住在永远与我们同在
when he comes he will dwell with us forever
要住在我们里面
he will dwell within us
实现以马内利
to realize the state of Emmanuel
神住在我们里面
that God is with us
我们住在他里面
and we are in him
这一切都要圣灵他来实现
all these can only be accomplished with the coming of the Holy Spirit
所以当主耶稣为世人被钉死十字架以后
so after Jesus was crucified for the world
那神就照着预言让他三天复活
According to God's prophecy, he was raised after the third day.
复活就实现了先知的预言。
His resurrection realized all the prophecies of the prophets.
也就是他被高举来坐在神的右边。
That he has been raised to the right hand of God.
得着荣耀。
And received his glory.
因此就赐下圣灵来建立教会。
And by this, he also gave us the promised Holy Spirit and established churches.
所以耶稣复活以后
So after the resurrection of Jesus,
在要升天之前
before his being raised to heaven,
他就交代门徒
he spoke to his disciples,
说叫门徒不要离开耶路撒冷
He instructed the disciples not to leave Jerusalem,
要等候父所应许的圣灵降下
but to wait for the promise of the Heavenly Father, for the Holy Spirit.
那啊，并且跟门徒讲。
And then he said to his disciples,
当圣灵降下的时候，
when the Holy Spirit comes,
我们就必得着能力。
You will be clothed with power.
然后要从耶路撒冷。
And then begin with Jerusalem.
犹太全地。
Through the whole Judea,
Samaria, 直到地极,
and to the ends of the earth,
做耶稣的见证,
we shall be witnesses of Jesus.
所以当时的门徒啊, 很顺从耶稣的吩咐。
Therefore, the disciples at that time, they were submissive to the instructions of Jesus.
他们亲眼看到耶稣被接上升。
They personally saw that the Lord Jesus was raised to heaven.
然后大概有120个人聚集在一间楼房里面祷告。
And then about 120 people were gathered together in a room.
大概祷告了有七天的时间。
They prayed for about 7 days.
因为圣灵还没降下，所以他们唯一能做的就是按照主的指示祷告祈求。
Because the Holy Spirit did not descend yet, so all they can do was to, according to God's instructions, pray for the Holy Spirit.
所以圣灵是要凭着我们的诚心向天父祈求的。
So the Holy Spirit can only be obtained based on our true prayer from the heart to the Heavenly Father.
不是用学习的,
we cannot learn to receive.
或是用操练的,
or we can train ourselves to receive.
去操练那种灵言, 不是这样子的,
to train ourselves to speak in that tongue.
是要用, like that. 凭着我们的诚心向天父来祈求。
We have to rely on our sincerity to pray unto the Heavenly Father.
所以当时120个人, 他们就是很迫切的祈求。
Therefore, at that time, about 120 people prayed earnestly to God.
到了七天后，就是犹太人的五旬节到了。
After about 7 days, the day of Pentecost for the Jews arrived.
突然从天上有响声响声大响声下来。
Suddenly from heaven, there's the sound of a mighty sound.
然后呢，说有舌头如火焰分开降在每那些祷告的人的头上。
And then separately, tongues of fire befall upon the heads of those people who were praying.
当时这些祷告的人就被圣灵充满。
At that time, those people praying were filled with the Holy Spirit.
然后按着圣灵所示的口才说起别国的话来。
And according to the utterance given by the Holy Spirit, they begin to speak in other tongues.
这个别国的话，
these other tongues，
英文叫做 speaking tongue。
In English, it's called speaking in tongues.
那在《使徒行传》第十章的45节呀，中文的那个译本就翻成卷舌头说话。
In Acts of the Apostles, chapter 10, verse 45, in the Chinese version, it says that it is the rolling of the tongue.
那卷舌头说话是发出奇异的舌音。
In such a way, there come about an unusual and different sound.
不是我们一般所理解的是讲别国的地方话。
It does not refer to the fact that you're speaking other dialects from another place.
这由五旬节当时他们的经验可以得到。
This is the experience obtained on the day of Pentecost.
我们来看那个《使徒行传》第二章。
Let's refer to the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 2.
第二章那个第五节一直到十三节呀。
Chapter 2, verses 5 to 13.
这里面因为当时是五旬节，犹太人的五旬节。
Over here, it refers to the time of the Pentecost for the Jews.
那按照律法规定
According to the writings of the law,
犹太人的男丁一年有三个节期要回耶路撒冷敬拜神。
All the men of Jerusalem, of the Jews, have to return to Jerusalem 3 times a year to observe the feasts.
也就是逾越节、五旬节跟祝棚节。
Which are the feast of Passover, the feast of the Pentecost, and also feast of Tabernacle.
那这个时候是五旬节。
During this time is the day of Pentecost.
所以由世界各地的犹太侨民，他们就回到了耶路撒冷去敬拜神。
So there gathered many Jews from among many nations coming forward to Jerusalem.
那这一段圣经里面总共记了15个国家。
This passage of the Bible recorded about 15 nations of people.
可是这里面却告诉我们说，这些人里面 在围观的这些人里面，
So here it records that through, among all these people from all these 15 nations,
分成两种人。
They're divided into two parts.
一种就是敬虔的人。
The first category are those people who are very devout.
敬虔人他们就听得懂，哎，这一百二十个人竟然是在用他们故乡的话在讲说神的大作为。
These godly and devout men, they heard these 120 people were speaking in their native language to praise the Lord.
那另外一种人呢？
However, there are some other people.
就是不敬虔的人。
These belong to the non-devout category.
那不敬虔的人，圣灵就没有感动他咯。
For this group of people, they were not moved by the Holy Spirit.
所以他只看到120个人嘴巴念念有词。
They only saw the moving of the mouth of these 120 people.
好像醉酒一样。
They were looking like they were drunk.
可能身体也一边在那边摇动。
Maybe they were swaying around with their bodies.
所以他们认为说这些人干嘛？怎么醉酒了呢？
So probably they thought, how come these people are all drunk?
所以彼得起来说明的时候说，你们以为我们是醉酒了吗？
So Peter stood up and explained to them, do you think that we were all drunk?
说不是啊，
it's not so.
现在早上九点而已啊。
Now it's only the 9 a.m. in the morning.
很少人会在早晨喝酒的啊。
Very few people will drink in the morning.
何况我们是在敬拜神啊。
What more, we are praising God.
哎，所以彼得说，这就是应验约珥先知所预言的，神要将他的圣灵浇灌凡有血气的。
So Peter said, this is what is spoken by the prophet Joel, that in the last days, he will pour out his spirit on all flesh.
好，那我们回过头来讲，这些虔诚人，不虔诚我们讲不讲了，好，这些虔诚人。
So now we come back to talk about these godly and devout people. Let's not talk about the non-devout people.
哎，神竟然让他们听得懂这些120个得到圣灵的人是在讲说神的大作为。
God opened their understanding to be able to understand that these 120 people were praising God for His mighty works.
好，如果他这些人在讲神的大作为是用该国的语言在讲。
If these 120 people were speaking in many nations' languages about the works of God,
也就是我们一般所说的方言，
which is referred to the dialects of some places.
好。那你想想哈，我们假设把一百二十个人，把它分成十五组，因为十五个国家嘛，十五组哈。
Think about that. 120 people, you divide it into 15 nations because these people come from 15 places.
那来那个有这一组讲罗马话，这一组讲埃及话，这伊索比亚话，这是利比亚话，这样子。
We divide it as such, like this part of the people speaking in Egyptian, these people speaking in Ethiopian, and these.
总共有十五组的人啊，用不同十五种不同的话，在那拼命一直讲说神的大作为。
In total, there are many people speaking in 15 different languages, continuously praising God for His wonderful works.
那会造成什么样的情况？
What kind of a situation is caused?
你只会听到说好吵杂哦。
You can only hear a chaotic sound.
根本不知道他们在讲什么嘛。
You cannot even understand what they're talking about.
可是这十五个国家的犹太侨民，他们听得很清楚啊。
But these Jewish people from 15 nations, they could understand very clearly.
这到底是怎么回事？
What is going on?
原来神赐给这些虔诚人有翻方言的恩赐。
It turned out that God gave them the ability to interpret the tongues spoken by these 120 people.
那神要让他们了解一百二十个人得圣灵所讲的灵言，
so that the godly and devout people may come to understand the language that is spoken in tongues by the Holy Spirit of the 122 people.
是在讲说神的大作为。
That these refer to the works of God.
你想，神一定要让什么样的人听成什么话？
Let's think. What kind of language does God want?Delivered to what kind of people?
罗马人听成罗马话。
The Romans will hear it in the Roman language.
利比亚人听成利比亚话。
The Libyans will listen to it in the Libyan
language. 希腊人听成希腊话。
The Greek will listen to it in Greek.
对不对？一定要让他听成他当他自己惯用的语言。
They should be able to listen to it in their native language.
他才能听很清楚哦。原来这些人都是在讲说神的大作为。
Only then can they truly understand these people are referring to the mighty acts of God.
但是事实是， 他们只有在卷舌头说话而已。
But in the truth, in fact, they were just only rolling their tongue, speaking in tongues.
只是神有没有感动，赐给他们翻方言的恩赐。
The point is whether God has given them the ability to interpret the tongues.
神如果没有感动的，就把它当成是醉酒，
For those
讲醉话。
People who were not moved, they cannot understand and assume that these people were only drunk.
神感动的，哦，他都听得很清楚。哦，原来他们竟然用我们故乡的话在讲说神的大众。
But for those group of people that God has moved, they are able to understand in their native language that these people were praising God.
所以得到圣灵，一定要以能够讲出那个。卷舌头，舌头跳动，卷出讲出这个舌音，奇异的舌音为证据。
So the proof of receiving the Holy Spirit is then by seeing someone speaking in this unusual and different tongue.
那使徒后来他就用这个经验来判断这个人有没有得到圣灵。
From then on, the disciple used this criteria as a way to judge whether a person has received the Holy Spirit or not.
我们看使徒行传第十章。
Let us refer to Acts of the Apostles, chapter 10.
第十章，来看四十五节、四十六节。
Acts chapter 10, verses 45 and 46. 45. And those of the circumcision who believed were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because the gift of the Holy Spirit had been poured out on the Gentiles also. 46. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God.
这是神指示彼得去讲道给哥尼流一家人听。
This time God had instructed Peter to go into the house of Cornelius to preach to them.
因为哥尼流是一个非常行为很好、很有爱心的一个外邦人。
Because Cornelius was a very loving and devout man who was a Gentile.
但是他却敬畏神。
But he was a God-fearing man.
所以神叫彼得去讲道给他们听。
So God instructed Peter to go and preach the gospel to them.
那这边所记的是一个非常奇妙的一种经历。
What is recorded here is a very amazing experience.
哥尼流一家人就好比我们在座的弟兄姐妹跟各位亲戚朋友。
The family of Cornelius is might as well refer to every brother and sister here and every friend and relative. See that?
你们静静坐在那边听我讲话。
You're all seated here quietly listening to me speak.
连祷告都没有祷告哦。
You do not even pray.
突然间
，out of sudden，
圣灵降临在这些听到的人身上。
The Holy Spirit befall upon all of you who are listening to the Word of God.
如果圣灵降下是一般基督教派所理解的静静在心中。
If the descension of the Holy Spirit is what is referred by other Christians that we lay quietly.
你信有就有。
When you believe, you will have it.
牧师告诉你有就有。
When the minister tells you, then you have it.
如果是这样子的话，
If that is the way,
我请问，
Let me ask you,
你们得到圣灵，有没有跟我讲？
When you received the Holy Spirit, did you even tell me?
我站在这边，我怎么知道你们得到圣灵呢？
I'm standing up here, how do I know if you received the Holy Spirit or not?
静静的在你心中，我怎么知道是你得到圣灵呢？
The Holy Spirit is quiet in your heart, how do I know you received the Holy Spirit?
可是这边却记载说使徒 跟他一起去的人听到他们说方言称赞神伟大。
But here it's specifically recorded that Peter and the people with him heard them speak with tongues and magnify God.
这说方言那个吕振中的译本就把它翻译成为卷舌头说话。
The speaking in tongues is also translated later as rolling of the tongue to speak.
所以你们坐在那边，连祷告都没有祷告，就得到圣灵。
It's as if you are seated down there without praying, you have received the Holy Spirit.
哎，然后我站在这边，我知道，哎，你得到圣灵了。
Then I'm standing up here, I suddenly know that you have received the Holy Spirit.
因为我听见你的舌头在讲出奇异的舌音了。
Because I hear your tongue is speaking in an unusual and different tongue.
哦，这个真的是有史以来最奇妙的哈。
This is so far the most amazing and wondrous thing that happened.
连祷告都不用祷告就得到圣灵。
You don't even need to pray and you have received the Holy Spirit.
其实我在淡水就淡水教会有三个人骑机车得到圣灵的。
There are three people in a淡水 church in Taiwan who has received the Holy Spirit while they were riding on the bike.
不用跪。
They did not need to kneel down.
一边骑摩托车，一边渴慕圣灵，念哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣。
They were riding their motorbike and they were singing Hallelujah, praise the Lord Jesus.
突然间舌头就跳动啊，说起奇异的声音来了。
Suddenly their tongues rolled and they spoke in the unusual and different tongue.
因为他的渴慕。
Because of their thirst.
神的那个悦纳，所以把应许的圣灵赐给他。
God has accepted their thirst for the Holy Spirit and given them the Holy Spirit.
所以你看彼得他们就说，哎。原来圣灵也会降在外邦人的身上。
So here Peter also said, "Oh, the Holy Spirit may also descend on the Gentiles."
啊，这是神开启啊犹太人把福音传给外邦人的一个契机。
This is the first instance where the gospel was opened to the Gentiles through the Jews.
所以圣灵的降临
，So the descent of the Holy Spirit
是必须要有显在外表的动作
，requires an outward manifestation.
那个动作就是你会讲出奇异的舌音。
That outward manifestation is that your ability to speak in this unusual and different tongue.
那大部分的人就会被圣灵啊感动啊，身体震动起来。
And most of the people will speak in tongues and will have a little vibration of the body.
啊，这种震动是一种有规律的震动。
This kind of vibration is orderly.
不是那种没有规律的。
It is not unorderly.
不雅观的。
It's not disgraceful.
好比说躺在地上在那滚来滚去的。
For example, you are lying on the ground and rolling around.
因为圣灵是神的灵。
Because the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God.
神是绝是圣洁的灵。
The Spirit of God is a clean and holy.
并且是有秩序的灵。
It is an orderly spirit.
所以显在外表一定是这种样子的。
Therefore, its outward manifestation should be likewise.
绝对不是我们一般所理解的说。我们信了耶稣就有圣灵。
It is absolutely not as we have believed before that once we believe in Jesus, we already have the Holy Spirit.
我们看《使徒行传》十九章。
Let's refer again to Acts chapter 19.
使徒行传十九章。
Acts chapter 19.
十九章的第二节到第七节哈。
Acts of the Apostles chapter 19 verse 2 to 7.
不用念哈。这是保罗啊。他传福音到以弗所的时候
This is the time that Paul was preaching to Ephesus.
就碰到有几个自称是信耶稣的人
There he met with some people who claimed to be believers of Jesus.
那就是所谓门徒咯
These are called disciples, right?
他就问他们说，你们既然信耶稣，那我请问你们，你们信耶稣的时候有没有得到圣灵呢？
He asked, since you believe in Jesus, did you receive the Holy Spirit when you first believed?
他们一听，什么叫做圣灵？
They heard and then they said, "What is the Holy Spirit?"
所以他就说没有呢，从来都没有听过呢。
We have not so much as heard.
那保罗就觉得很奇怪了。
Then Paul was marvelled.
我们同样是信耶稣。
We similarly believe in Jesus.
你怎么会连听都没有听过？
How can you not even have heard of the Holy Spirit?
信耶稣，领受圣灵，这是必然的啊。
Believe in Jesus, receiving the Holy Spirit, this is natural.
因为神的救恩是要借着圣灵来实现的啊。
Because the salvation grace of God will be accomplished through God's Holy Spirit.
重生的喜必须圣灵亲自见证啊。
The washing of rebirth must be testified by the Holy Spirit.
重生以后的信仰跟生命必须接受圣灵的更新啊。
The faith and life after rebirth, we must all be renewed by the Holy Spirit.
你怎么信耶稣信到都没有听过圣灵这件事情呢
？How can you believe in Jesus and have not heard of the Holy Spirit？
所以保罗马上就想到，那你的信仰一定有问题。
So Paul said there must be a problem in your faith。
所以他马上问，那你们到底在信什么
？So he asked them what is it that you believe？
所以如果你现在信耶稣啊，开口闭口都是你信耶稣，可是你从来没有听过圣灵这件事情。
So if you keep on opening your mouth and saying that you believe in Jesus, but you have never heard of the Holy Spirit,
那你可能要考虑一下，你的信仰是不是一个 question mark?
Then you have to reconsider your faith whether there's a question mark inside your faith.
要好好想一下咯。
You have to deeply reconsider.
好，所以保罗就问他，那你们在信什么啊？
So Paul asked, what is it that you believe?
他说我们是接受施洗约翰的洗礼的。
They said, oh, we have received the baptism of John the Baptist.
所以保罗说原来信仰不对了。
So Paul said, it turned out that your faith is not correct yet.
因此就告诉他们要改信以后来的耶稣。
Therefore, he asked them to believe in the Jesus that will come again.
因为施洗约翰他只是先锋而已。
Because John the Baptist was only the pioneer.
他所传的只是促使人家悔改。
What he preached was the repentance for all mankind.
好，那结果这些人很顺服。
So as a result, these people were submissive.
他们就信，就是遵从这个保罗的那个指示。
They submit and follow the instructions of Paul.
然后接受，马上接受保罗跟他们施洗。
And they immediately received the baptism by Paul.
结果当保罗奉耶稣的名跟他们施洗完以后，
it looked like when Paul laid hands upon them after their baptism,
就回来祷告。
Then they came back to pray.
保罗按手在他们头上。
Paul laid hands on their heads.
圣灵就降下来了。
And the Holy Spirit came.
好，降下来，他们就开始说方言又说预言。
And they spoke with tongues and prophesied.
一共十二个人。
The men were about 12 in all.
这一节圣经有奥秘的。
There's a mystery in this verse.
我分享给大家。
Let me share it with you.
你想。
Think.
如果得到圣灵是静静在你心中。
If the way to receiving the Holy Spirit is by being quiet in your heart.
保罗按手在他们头上。
Paul laid hands on these people.
能不能算出几个人得到圣灵？
Can he calculate and count the number of people who have received the Holy Spirit?
当然是不行啊。
Of course not.
因为静静在心中，外人怎么看得出你得到圣灵呢？
Because if you receive the Holy Spirit quietly in your heart, how can people outside of you know that you have received it?
可是保罗一按手，
But the moment Paul laid hands on their heads,
听到他们在讲奇异的舌音，
Paul immediately heard them speaking in tongues.
而且还可以算出来，
And he even was able to count all of them.
代表说有表现在外表的一个动作。
This means that they have an outward physical manifestation.
让外人一看马上知道。
So that people on the outside will immediately detect.
可以算出有几个人都。
And can count how many in total have received the Holy Spirit.
所以信耶稣不是信就有圣灵啊。
Therefore, believing in Jesus does not mean that you have received the Holy Spirit.
那有些人说受洗就会有圣灵啊。
Yet there are some people who said those who have received baptism have received the Holy Spirit.
真的是这样子吗？
Is it true?
我们看《使徒行传》第八章。
Let's refer to Acts chapter 8.
使徒行传第八章十四节到十七节。
Acts chapter 8 verses 14 to
16. 不用念，好，这是福音哦，传到撒玛利亚。
This time the gospel was preached to Samaria.
当时很多人信。
At that time there were many people who believed.
那你仔细读这些经文。
When you read these verses carefully.
这些撒玛利亚人领受了神的道。
These Samaritans have received the word of God.
也就是说信了耶稣。
Which means they believe in Jesus.
不但信。
Not only did they believe.
十六节后半段又说他们奉主耶稣的名受了洗。
The latter portion of verse 16 said they had been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus.
信了耶稣又受洗。
They believe in Jesus and were baptized.
可是他们没有圣灵。
But yet they have not had the Holy Spirit.
你看十六节那边说圣，他们因为圣灵还没有降在他们一个人身上。
Verse 16, for as yet he had fallen upon none of them.
所以当时的使徒听到，耶路撒冷的使徒听到很紧张。
So the apostles in Jerusalem heard about this and they were very worried.
马上派彼得跟约翰去帮助他们祷告。
They immediately sent Peter and John to pray for them.
结果他们一祷告。
As a result, when they laid hands on them,
按手在他们头上，
they laid hands on their head,
这些人就得到圣灵。
These people received the Holy Spirit.
而且同样，这里面又藏了一个奥秘。
And in the same way, there's a mystery inside here.
这里面有一个本来在行邪术的西门。
There was someone called Simon who was a sorcerer.
人家在祷告，他都没有祷告。
Everyone was praying, but yet he did not pray.
他都在旁边看。
He was only viewing this from outside.
他看到那使徒跟人家按手，就有圣灵降下来。
He saw that the apostles laid their hands on these people, and they've received the Holy Spirit.
你想，如果得到圣灵，只是静静在心中。
Think about this: if receiving the Holy Spirit is only something that's quiet in your heart.
这行邪术的西门是第三者。
How can this sorcerer, who is a third party,
他怎么知道他们得到圣灵？
How can he detect that they have received the Holy Spirit?
所以他看到，使徒一按手，得到圣灵；这一按手，得到圣灵。
By the side, he saw that these apostles laid hands on their heads, and this person received the Holy Spirit. That person received the Holy Spirit.
他觉得这个好厉害哦。
He said, "Wow, this is great."
就拿钱哦，跟使徒说：“拜托，拜托，这个恩赐给我一点嘛。”
So he took some money and gave it to the apostles and said, "Give me some of this ability."
让我按手在谁的头上，谁就得到圣灵。
Give me this power so that on whom I lay hands.That person might receive the Holy Spirit.
从这些经文里面，我们就可以了解到，受圣灵绝对不是静静在心里的。
These verses prove that receiving the Holy Spirit is not something that's quiet in your heart.
不是信有就有。
It doesn't mean that you have received while you believe.
也不是你受洗就有。
Does not mean that you have received it while you have been baptized.
更不是牧师告诉你有就有。
It also does not mean that you have received it when your minister tells you so.
一定要凭着我们的诚心向天上的真神祷告祈求。
It should be based on your complete sincerity to pray to the heavenly God.
好，那当我们祈求以后，应许的圣灵就住在我们心中了。
After we pray, God give us the Holy Spirit to dwell inside our heart.
尤其如果你我们接受了重生的洗以后。
Especially after we have received the washing of rebirth.
这个应许的圣灵住在我们心中。
His promised Holy Spirit will dwell inside our hearts.
第一个目的就是要来与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女。
Its main goal, the first one, is to attest that we are the children of God.
再来就是要来告诉我们说，圣灵是我们得天国基业的凭据。
And then it is sealing us for the inheritance of the heavenly kingdom.
这是非常重要的。
This is very important.
我们看以弗所书第一章。
Let's refer to the book of Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书第一章。
Ephesians chapter 1.
十四节。
Verse 14.
好，这边谈到啊，得到圣灵啊。是我们 得天国基业的凭据。
Here it says that receiving the Holy promised Holy Spirit is a guarantee of our inheritance in heaven.
那这个凭据中文的圣经它有特别注解，希伯来文的希腊文的原文叫做职。
The Chinese version of translation, the guarantee of this inheritance, it refers to child.
职的意思是抵押品的意思。
collateral, something like a collateral.
那英文翻成 guarantee, 比较接近。
In the English version, it's translated as guarantee, which is also close in meaning.
那这个值哦，值的意思就是说抵押，抵押在抵押在你的那边。
This word in Chinese, it refers to collateral. It's a deposit.
就好比说我们现在要跟银行借一百万。
For example, you are about to get a loan from the bank for $1 million.
你一定要拿一个不动产去抵押，对不对
？You should have a property for your collateral, right?
那你拿不动产去抵押的目的在干嘛
？What is this goal, this aim for this putting this real estate as a collateral?
要告诉银行说
，You are telling the bank，
我每个月会按时候缴利息跟本金。
That every month I will promptly pay the interest and the principal.
那时间一到，
when the time comes,
我要把我的抵押品赎回来。
I will redeem my collateral.
所以银行因为你有抵押品在那边，他很放心了。
Because the bank owns your collateral momentarily, they are not worried.
他就很放心的把钱借给你。
Without doubt, they will loan you this big amount.
好，那圣灵是我们得天国基业的凭据。
And the Holy Spirit is a guarantee of this our inheritance in heaven.
这个凭据是谁给我们的
？Who gives us this guarantee?
是我们去抵押给神的吗
？Have we put our collateral to God?
不是的。
No.
我们的祈求，神把应许的圣灵住在我们心中。
Because we pray to God, God give us this promised Holy Spirit into our hearts.
当我们的抵押品。
For a collateral.
因为我们信了耶稣以后，
because after believing in Jesus,
我们就是神的产业。
We are the inheritance of God.
然后他把圣灵应许的圣灵输进来。
Then he infused in us the Holy Spirit of promise.
神的目的在哪里？
What is the goal of God?
要告诉我们天国是存在的。
To tell us that the heavenly kingdom truly exists.
不是一种理论。
It is not a theory.
不是想象的。
It is not an imagination.
也不是谁说。
It is also not a legend.
是实际存在的。
It is a reality.
然后有一天，他要来把我们赎回去。
And one day he will redeem us back.
所以你看他十四节后面。
Therefore, when we read verse 14,
只等到神的名被赎。
Until the redemption of the purchased possession.
神的名就神的产业被赎。
The people of God, the purchased possession, they are redeemed.
属神的荣耀得到称赞。
To the praise of His glory.
这个就是神救赎的一个奥秘。
This is the mystery of God's salvation.
所以每一个人都要求这个圣灵。
Therefore, every one of us need to pray for the Holy Spirit.
让我们的信仰又真又活。
So that our faith can be true and living.
而且变成一个有活泼盼望的信仰。
And then our faith can become alive with hope.
一切都是圣灵来啊做见证。
Everything can be testified by the Holy Spirit.
好，那圣灵除了这些啊这些作用以外
，aside from these functions of the Holy Spirit，
有一个很重要的工作。
There is also one very important work.
要在我们心中更新我们的生命。
It will renew our life.
啊，圣灵怎么来更新我们的生命呢
？How is it going to renew my life？
因为这是圣灵临在，是根据神的一个啊更美的应许来述下来的。
Because the descent of the Holy Spirit is for a better promise.
就是借着耶利米书三十一章三十三节跟三十四节所应许的。
This promise is recorded in Jeremiah chapter 31 verses 33 and 34.
说日子将到。
That the day will come.
我要与以色列家另立新约。
That I will establish a new covenant to the house of Israel.
我要把我的律法写在他们心上。
I will write the laws in their hearts.
然后他们不用临手教导啊个人说你应该认识神。
Then they will not need to teach another that you should come to know the Lord.
因为他们从最小到最大都必认识我。
Because from the youngest to the oldest, they will come to know me.
我要赦免他们的罪过。
I will forgive their sins.
不再纪念他们的罪愆。
I will not remember their transgressions.
我们今天大家能够在基督里，就是凭着这个应许进来的。
All of us here in Christ, we all rely on this promise.
那里面有讲要把律法写在我们心里。
Within it, it says that God will instill the law of God in our hearts.
然后引导我们认识神。
And then lead us into coming to know God.
这个就是啊圣灵更新的一个啊工作。
This is the work of the Holy Spirit to renew us.
因为我们受洗以后，
because after our baptism,
我们身份上就是一个成圣的人。
In status, we have been justified.
可是啊，你真的要让你的生活成圣，
but in order to make your life really justified,
要靠什么呢？
Sanctified, what do we rely on?
我们看约翰福音十七章。
Let's refer to John chapter 17.
约翰福音十七章。
John chapter 17.
十七章的十七节
，verse 17，
十七节
，sanctify them by your truth, your word is truth。
哎，你看，成圣必须靠圣灵
，to be sanctified
靠真理
，to be sanctified we need to rely on the truth。
神的话，神的道就是真理
，God's word is the truth。
好，那谁带领我们进入真理里面呢
？So who is it that leads us into the truth？
就是圣灵。
It is the Holy Spirit.
我们看约翰福音十六章。
Let's refer to John chapter 16.
十六章的十三节。
Chapter 16, verse 13. However, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will tell you things to come.
哦，你看这边主耶稣就应许哦。
You see here, the Lord Jesus was promising.
只等真理的圣灵来。
When he, the Spirit of Truth, has come,
他就要引导我们进入真理里面去。
He will guide us into all truth.
所以这就实现了什么？实现了啊，耶利米书的预言。
What does this realize? This realizes the promise according to Jeremiah.
到时候你不用别人来教导你。
At that time, you don't need any more teachers.
啊，说你应该认识神。
Telling you that you should know the Lord.
因为从最小到至大都必认识神。
Because from the youngest to the oldest, they will all come to know the Lord.
为什么？
Why?
因为是圣灵在带。
Because it's the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
带领我们进入真理里面去。
Guiding us all into the truth.
让我们满心明白神的真理。
So that with all our heart, we understand the will of God.
然后也带领我们按照神的旨意来生活。
And according to God's will, we are able to live our lives.
可是，我们明白道理。
However, we come to know the truth.
跟实践道理会有一段距离哦。
There's a big gap into realization the truth.
哦，这一段距离哦，正是我们必须征战的。
This gap is our battle.
好比说，我们知道真理告诉我们。
For example, we know that the truth tells us.
要孝顺父母。
We need to honor our parents.
可是实际上，你在操作的时候就要实践的话，就有个困难哦。
But in reality, in order to do it, it's very hard.
因为现实的冲突。
Because of the conflict we have in life.
我们到底要怎么取舍？
How are we going to do it?
你或许会说啊，我们现在这个国家啊，各自独立的。
We can see that in this country, we can say that everyone lives independently.
没有这回事哦。
There's no such thing.
神的真理没有说因为你处在哪个国家就有差别哦，没有哦。
The truth of God cannot be different based on where you live.
仍然要孝顺父母。
You still need to honor your parents.
所以当你跟现实生活有冲突的时候
，When we face this conflict in our real life，
怎么取舍
？How do we act？
这个就是要靠圣灵帮助。
This we have to rely on the Holy Spirit.
因为会让我们没办法把道理行出来。
Because when we are unable to act out the truth，
都是因为内在的私欲在作祟。
Because of our lust and desires that is causing us within our hearts，
私欲的阻挡。
The obstruction caused by our desires.
但我们虽然知道神的道，
though we know the truth of God,
可是却没办法把它行出来。
Yet we are unable to act it out.
要把它行出来的时候，
when we're acting it out,
你一定要先靠圣灵跟这个私欲来征战。
We need to rely on the Holy Spirit to battle with these desires and lusts.
来看加拉太书。
Let's refer to Galatians.
加拉太书第五章。
Galatians chapter 5.
第五章十九节、二十节就讲到很多有关肉体的私欲。
Chapter 5 verses 19 and 20 refers to many types of desires and lusts in the flesh.
你看这边讲到了肉体的情欲包括奸淫你念好了包括这些东西。
Now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, 20, idolatry, sorcery, hatred.Contentions, jealousies, outbursts of wrath, selfish ambitions, dissensions, heresies.
好，这些肉体的情欲就会阻挡我们去实践神的真理哦。
These desires of the flesh will serve as obstruction for us to execute the truth of God.
你怎么办呢？
What are you going to do?
你就要靠圣灵。
Then you have to rely on the Holy Spirit.
十七节所说的。
Verse 17.
要跟情欲跟圣灵相争。
For the flesh lusts against the Spirit.
十六节说你要顺服圣灵的带领。
Verse 16 says we have to walk in the Spirit.
来把情欲致死。
To curb our lusts.
当你把情欲致死的时候，
when we put to death our lusts,
你才有办法把按照真理活出基督。
Only then can we by the truth live out Christ.
圣灵的果子就一颗一颗一直结出来。
Then the fruit of the Holy Spirit will one by one be born.
就好比说你平常是一个爱生气的人。
For example, usually you are a person of temper.
那我们知道真理叫我们要柔和谦卑。
Then we know the truth tells us that we need to be lowly and gentle.
我们读圣经都知道啊。
When we read the Bible,
听道理
也知道
啊。
We know this when we listen to the sermon. 但是知道
跟活出来有一段距离。
But knowing is something, and acting it out is another thing.
我一直提醒我不要乱生气。
We have to constantly remind ourselves, do not be angry haphazardly.
尤其夫妻之间。
Especially among spouses.
或是跟我的儿女对话。
Or in our dialogue with our children,
教养方面，
or in our education,
我不可以随便生气。
I cannot be angry easily.
但是一碰到，马上就爆发出来。
But once we meet with the instance, we will have an outburst.
这时候要怎么办？
What do we do?
就是靠圣灵。
Through the Holy Spirit.
圣灵把这个情欲致死。
The Holy Spirit will put to death this lust and desire.
圣灵加添我们的力量。
The Holy Spirit will give us the strength.
把我们所领受的真理活出在生活里边。
To act out.The truth that we have received in our daily lives.
慢慢的，基督就成形在我们心中。
Slowly, Christ is formed in our hearts.
这一切都是圣灵更新的力量。
All these are the strength and might of the renewal of the Holy Spirit.
所以，保罗在提多书才说。
Therefore, Paul in the book of Titus said,
神的恩典要临到我们。
The grace of God is upon us.
要借着重生的洗。
It is through the washing of rebirth.
重生的洗是让我们进入恩典门。
The washing of rebirth is so that we can enter into the threshold of salvation.
可是神借着我们末世的重造的人。
But God through the recreated man in the end time.
要来荣耀神啊。
We have to glorify God.
因为他第一个造的人亚当没有荣耀神啊。
Because the first man that he has created, Adam, did not glorify him.
神要借着末后的亚当重造新的人。
God wants to recreate a new man through the Adam of the end time.
然后在新的人身上得到荣耀。
And from the new creation, he shall be glorified.
这个就要靠圣灵的更新。
This requires relying on the Holy Spirit.
所以才说要 受洗完要常常聚会读经。
Therefore, we often say after you have been baptized, you have to come regularly for services and read the Bible.
丰丰富富的把神的真理领受到心里面来。
Richly, we can invite the truth of God into our hearts.
然后圣灵带领我们。
And then the Holy Spirit continue to guide us.
致使情欲。
To curb and put to death our lusts.
把神的真理实践在生活里。
To act out the truth into our daily lives.
那基督就成形在我们心中。
Then Christ is formed within our hearts.
别人看到我们就好像看到基督一样。
When others see us, they are like seeing Christ.
那每个人都是这样的生活。
When every one of us live in such a manner.
你看这个教会，神在教会上面就得到大。
You see that in this church, God shall be glorified in this church.
这就是圣灵的更新。
This is the renewal of the Holy Spirit.
我现在负担的教会三重教会。
The church that I'm ministering to is 三重 Church.
两年前有一个姓吴的一个年轻人。
Two years ago, there was a youngster by the name of Wu.
他来听道理。
He came to listen to the truth.
因为我们教会有一个姐妹传福音给他。
Because in our church we have a sister who had preached the gospel to him.
那这个青年他从初中的时候就开始在跳那个八家将。
from his middle school, this young man had been dancing up.
那个偶像庙在迎神赛会的时候，会有那个画得很难看的那种，那个好像鬼那种样子的，所谓八家将的。
A dance that is performed specifically in the temple when they are worshiping idols.
他就说，他当时在跳八家将，等于好像说我们一般讲的鸡童，鸡童知不知道？
When he said when he was dancing such dances, he felt that he was a spiritist, like a medium.
说那个灵一进来会很难受。
He said whenever the spirit entered into him, he would feel very horrible.
他都一直讲说那个灵很阴很阴呐，阴阳的阴。
He would say that that spirit was very dark.
他说我看他一个人比我还快还高还快哦。
He saw that a man was taller than him, much bigger and taller.
可是他很怕冷。
He was so scared.
我就问他说，你身体这么好，怎么那么怕呢？
So I asked him, You are so tall and strong. How can you be afraid of cold?
他说他从开始跳八家将，那个整个身体就很阴很阴了。
He said that in the beginning when he starting from the beginning when he danced this particular dance, he felt his body was very dark and cold.
那个灵如果来他可以穿针割舌砍背，没问题。
When the spirit come into him, he can cut his tongue, poke his body, and beat himself.
不会痛
，no problem. He will not feel any pain.
可是那个灵一退，肉体就开始痛了。
But once the spirit retreated, then his body will feel the pain.
那跳这个八家将每天那个青少年在一起就是喝酒、赌博、打架。
By dancing these, every day he would just hang out with youngsters, drinking and fighting.
所以
and gambling.
在我们的社会里面我们所说的黑社会，大概都是从这边跑出来的。
So in our society, this is what is so called the dark society.
我当然养成了很多不良的生活习惯。
Of course, this brought about a very adverse lifestyle.
好比说那个嚼槟榔啦，醉酒啦。
For example, taking drugs and then being drunk.
有些人还会吸毒。
And some people are also being involved in drugs.
因为庙的主持人几乎都是用酒用毒把这些年轻人吸引住。
So the person in charge of the temple usually attracted these young people using drugs and alcohol.
感谢主，他来教会听道理。
Thank the Lord, this person came to the church to listen to the truth.
刚开始来都是坐在后面。
In the beginning, he would just sit at the very back.
我每次都跟他说，到前面来祷告了。
I often call him and say, come to the front to pray.
他就笑一笑，传道，我是来随便来看看而已。
He was smiling and say to me, Pastor, I'm just coming to observe.
我说好，没关系，你随便来看，常常来，常常来看。
I said, that's okay, please come often to observe.
来慕道大概有三个月的时间。
When he sought the truth for about 3 months.
有一次的安息日他自己就跑到前面来祷告。
There was one Sabbath day when he came forward to pray by himself, voluntarily.
然后祷告的时候传道跟他按手。
After the prayer, the pastor laid hands on him.
哎，他得到圣灵啊。
He received Holy Spirit.
好高兴啊，一直哭啊。
He was so joyful in tears. 啊，
得到圣灵以后，我就跟他问。
He had received Holy Spirit, and I asked him.
哎，你现在得到圣灵，跟你以前跳八家将那个灵，感觉怎么样？
What is the difference with the Holy Spirit that you have just received in comparison with the spirit that you received when you danced in the idols?
完全不一样。
He said it's completely different.
跳八家将那个灵哦，会控制你，会让你的呀晕眩，没有知觉。
That spirit that I received when I was dancing in the temple will control me and I will lose consciousness.
然后整个人哦啊就很阴呐，啊就很怕冷啊。
The whole body will be in darkness and feel very cold.
那神的灵降下的时候，好像有一股暖流这样降下来。
But the descent of the Holy Spirit of God will befall upon him in warm.
他的心哦，很平静。
His heart would be quietened.
又好像一个浪子回到爸爸的怀抱里面一
样。He felt like a prodigal son coming back to his father.
感觉好舒服。
He felt so comfortable.
感谢主。
Thank God.
得到圣灵以后
，After receiving the Holy Spirit,
他努力的祷告。
He prayed earnestly.
就把以前这些坏习惯一样一样的戒掉。
He prayed diligently and he his bad habits one by one went away.
不再抽烟赌博也不再醉酒。
He did not smoke, gamble or be drunk anymore.
变成完全变成一个人一样。
He completely changed into a new man.
连他的爸爸妈妈都亲眼看到。
Even his parents saw this.
我就问他说：“啊，你爸爸妈妈会不会阻挡你来教会啊？”
I asked him, "Will your parents obstruct you to come to church?"
他说不会。他现在看到我啊，好像得到一个儿子一样。
He said, "Of course not. They are like receiving a new son when they see me."
以前我跟我妈妈哦都会顶嘴。
In the past, I would just talk back to my mother.
我现在都不会顶嘴了。
Now I will not talk back anymore.
我妈妈觉得哦，我去教会怎么变了一个人一样。
My mother even said that how come I am completely changed after coming to church.
感谢主。
Thank God.
他慕道大概半年多，他就报名受洗。
He sought the truth for about 6 months, then he requested to be baptized.
然后就每教会有聚会就来聚会。
He would come for services every time there's a service in church.
安息日。一定公司的工作一定放下就 来聚会。
On Sabbath day, he would put aside all his worldly work, and then he will come to church.
因为有时候公司要加班，他都说他要到教会聚会。
Many a times, the company would request him to work extra hours, but he said no. 整个人
完全变成一个新的人一样。
He is a new creation.
这一切都是接受重生的喜。
These all come about by being baptized
跟圣灵的更新
and the renewal of the Holy Spirit.
让一个本来是在邪灵辖制之下的人
so that a person would be changed in the beginning, he was under the control of the Satan.
能够有一个光明的生命彰显出来
and he can shine forth the light of life.
连他们没有信的父母都看得很高兴
even his unbelieving parents were very joyful.
这个就是神要带给世人的恩典。
This is the grace that God is going to bring about for mankind.
亲爱的朋友
Dear friends,
你还在犹豫什么
Why are you hesitating?
白白要赐给你的恩典呢
These are free grace for you.
期待你多拨点时间来听。
We hope that you will continue to come and spend more time to listen to the truth.
真理值得你查考。
The truth is worthy for your studying.
不怕你挑战。
It is not afraid for you to challenge.
你有什么问题，你都可以来这边求问。
Whatever questions that you might have, you can come here with your questions.
直到你明白。
You can ask until you understand.
勇敢地接受耶稣，成为你一生的救主。
Courageously accept the Lord Jesus as your Lord and Savior for your life.
然后接受他重生的喜跟圣灵的更新。
And receive His washing of rebirth and renewal of the Holy Spirit.
让你活在日光之下，成为有活泼盼望的人。
So that you can live as a living being with hope under the sun.
好，我就见证到这边。
My testimony ends here.
我一起来唱赞美诗。
Let us sing him.
252首。
Please be seated.
我们现在要来祷告。
Now we're about to pray.
祷告就是跟神交通。
Prayer is our communication with God.
很简单。
It is very easy.
只要双手合起来。
You just need to clasp both of your hands.
眼睛闭着。
And close your eyes.
头低低的。
And then bow your heads.
我们教会大部分都用跪着。
In our church, mostly we will kneel down.
如果你身体不舒服，坐坐也没关系。
If you feel uncomfortable, you may also sit down.
那祷告的时候，第一句话就念奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
Our first words in prayer would be in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
这是你每次要祷告都要奉他的名祷告。
This is what we need to say every time we pray.
然后不断的重复念哈利路亚赞美主耶稣。
And then we repeatedly say Hallelujah, praise the Lord Jesus.
要把它念出来。
You need to verbalize.
我看有些朋友在祷告都是嘴巴紧闭的。
I see that some of our friends usually close their mouths when they pray.
这样没办法求到圣灵。
In this way, you cannot receive the Holy Spirit.
除非神特别的恩赐。
Unless God gives you a special.
像哥林有一家人这样子。
Grace like Cornelius.
一般都是要向神求的。
Usually we need to pray unto the Lord.
所以你要开口赞美他。
So we need to open our mouth and praise him.
那用你的心向他祈求。
Use our hearts to ask of him.
跟他交通。
To commune with him.
所以你要不断的重复念哈利路亚赞美主耶稣，哈利路亚赞美主耶稣。
So we need to continuously, repeatedly say Hallelujah, praise the Lord Jesus, Hallelujah, praise the Lord Jesus.
求圣灵主耶稣教导我们一个方法。
When we pray for the Holy Spirit, the Lord Jesus taught us a way.
就是要情辞迫切的直求。
Which is to pray earnestly. And continue to pray.
什么叫做情辞迫切？
What is to pray earnestly?
也就是说，你内在很渴慕得到这个东西。
From within our hearts, we really thirst for this thing.
好像得不到不行的那种感
觉。It looks like we cannot but receive it.
那你想象，你有一样东西得不到不行，你的祈求的方式会怎么样？
Let us think about something that you really wanted, and what is the way you ask for it?
你的祷告词，言辞一定会跟着情绪来迫切的。
Your words will mix with your emotions and come out in your prayer.
你就不会说哈利路亚赞美主耶稣好像在念书一样。
You will not say Hallelujah, praise the Lord Jesus, like you are reciting a poem.
你就会哈利路亚赞美主耶稣，哈利路亚赞美主耶稣。
You will pray earnestly and say Hallelujah, praise the Lord Jesus, Hallelujah, praise the Lord Jesus.
而且经验告诉我们。
And an experience also tells us.
当我们情辞迫切的时候。
When we pray earnestly in our words.
我们的心那个很专注。
Our hearts are very focused.
当你念得没精打采的时候
，When we pray like without concentration，
心就很容易跑出去。
Yeah, it's very easy for us to lose our concentration.
所以你一定要，我们祷告一定要情辞迫切。
When we pray, we need to pray earnestly with our words.
当应许的圣灵降下
，When the promised Holy Spirit descends upon us，
我们本来在念哈利路亚赞美主耶稣。
We were originally saying Hallelujah, praise the Lord Jesus.
这个舌头就会不自主地跳动。
And then suddenly your tongue will involuntarily move.
或是卷动
or roll.
会发出奇异的舌音
You will speak in unusual
and different
tongue. You will know.
你已经得到圣灵
That you have received the Holy Spirit.
这个时候我不用再告诉你有没有神
During this time, you don't need anyone to tell you that there is a God.
你就深深地了解神确实的存在
You will truly understand there's a God that exists.
因此他就让我们的信仰成为又真又活的信仰
Your faith will be full.Of hope and alive.
祷完告再说 Amen.
After our prayer, we'll say Amen.
Amen 就是实在
Amen means truly.
所以期待在座的亲爱朋友都能够把握这个机会出来祈求圣灵
So we really hope our friends and relatives would take this opportunity to pray for the Holy Spirit.
好，要接受按手的都到前面来
For those of us who want to receive the laying of hands, please come forward to pray.
我们一起来感谢祷告
Let us pray with thanksgiving.